We end our program today in Pakistan. It's where a pair of musicians is writing songs of protest with inspiration from poets of the past. The band is called Lal. That's the color red in the Urdu language. The World's Laura Lynch spoke with Lal's lead singer, his name is Shahram Azhar, about the group's mission and its music.
The mix of old poetry and new music is the hallmark of Lal. Shahram Azhar calls it a natural fit. Lal wants change in Pakistan, so did the country's iconic poets.
That is precisely why we thought that we could use their poetry, and we could use their poetry to re-sing it in a manner, because for the past two decades now, new artists and musicians have not really wanted to sing these poets. Either they thought that it wasn't something profitable, or people didn't really want to listen to this poetry anymore. And that is precisely the reason why we entered this industry.
But musicians need audiences, even self-styled protest musicians like Azhar and his partner, Tamer Rahman. And they weren't drawing the crowds they wanted to hear their message.
We've failed, essentially. Not many people have heard about us or what we wanted to do about our country, what our aim was, what we believed in. So we decided that we should make a temporary compromise.
They signed on with a corporate media company, made a CD, and recorded a video. That's when things started to change. The crowds got bigger, and this is the song many called out for. The song is actually a poem written by one of the leaders of Pakistan's lawyers' movement. The lawyers took to the streets 2 years ago to protest former President Pervez Musharraf's decision to fire the country's chief justice. The protests continued, and when the chief justice was finally reinstated this month, the song became an anthem of victory.
2 years ago, Musharraf forced the chief justice to resign, and he didn't. He refused, and then began a heroic movement of the lawyers in Pakistan. It ends on the note that he says that it says Adil ke Iwa Nome Sun Lo Asli Munsif Phir Aayenge. What that means is that he's challenging the military dictator by saying that no matter what you do, the chief justice will be restored and the lawyers will be victorious. And that is exactly what happened.
Azhar and Rahman aren't giving up their day jobs. Both are university teachers working on their PhDs. But they've taken their passion for political activism and music and transformed it into something both traditional and modern.
Basically, I was inspired by John Lennon. Imagine is one of my favorite songs. And we're revolutionary musicians. And Bob Marley, John Lennon, these are the people that have inspired us. But our band is purely political because that's the only poetry that we sing. We don't really sing love songs. This is primarily a fusion of North Indian classical music and Western jazz, blues, jazz.
Mat samjho humne bula diya, mat samjho humne bula diya. Ye mitti tumko pyari thi, ye mitti tumko pyari thi. Samjho mitti mein suda diya, mat samjho.
The poets of decades past often found themselves jailed for the words they wrote. Azhar says he too has been arrested and threatened for taking part in political protests, though never for his music. Even as the group grows in popularity, Azhar claims they won't forget what drove them in the first place. Any profits they make, he says, are going to build new girls' schools to replace the ones the Taliban are destroying in the lawless tribal lands of the country. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Islamabad.
We're always online at theworld.org.